Your work with Thrive NOLA brought you to Urban Conservancy's attention. What does the organization do? Why were you nominated?
I think the reason why Urban Conservancy and Thrive NOLA came together is around green infrastructure. And we actually created a cohort, a small business cohort, focused mainly on green infrastructure. So what we did, Carl, we took probably 20 landscaping companies in the city who understood how to mow grass and do hedges and maintain yards, but they didn't understand how to put it in bioswales, rain gardens, cisterns, barrels, and remove pavement and put pervious pavement in parking lots. And we created that around the process of what Urban Conservancy was doing through the Front Yard Initiative, where they give rebates and grants to people who remove pavement from their yard. So that is the connection, I think, that really brought us together to solidify our partnership in an effort to make our urban landscape a better place here in New Orleans.
It's 2029. You're 10 years down the road. What has Thrive NOLA made the community look like today?
I think today what we've done is we have helped people, especially minority-owned companies, and most of the folks we serve are women-owned or minority-owned businesses, who traditionally have not been included in the green infrastructure ecosystem, business ecosystem. And we're creating that atmosphere where they understand this is an emerging economy for our city. Water is a main part of our destiny. It's the glory and responsibility of dealing with water in our city. 10 years from now, this is going to be a booming business. I think that people, their homeowners and corporations, will have to include these stormwater management tools in their architecture, in their spaces. And I want to make sure that all companies can be prepared for those opportunities. So I think from Thrive's perspective, we want to be ahead of the curve. We want to do those things that help prepare folks who are right now side hustling, or they might, you know, have a landscape company, but they want to grow it and take it to the next level. We don't even think it's a stretch, Carl, to think about how do we grow the company as it relates now to green infrastructure, as it relates to front yards and small businesses. What does the coastal restoration thing look like down the road? How do we accelerate them and move them in the water space that help them grow their business so they can be really, really successful down the road in a city that needs this kind of these kinds of businesses?
You serve as a small business consultant for Jacobs, the international engineering firm that is very focused on water sustainability. How does that work tie into your local work here in Louisiana?
They were looking for an opportunity to open up their procurement pipeline to minority-owned businesses. So through a partnership, and again, through being proactive, being intentional about relationship building, I approached them about how do we take and include minority-owned companies in their pipeline. And so they created the Mentor Protege Program and hired me as a consultant to help manage that Mentor Protege Program, how to identify minority-owned companies that are in that water space or trying to get in that water space. We live in Louisiana, and we have water. That's our partner, really, when you get right down to it. Water is our mate. But how do we live together, and how do we deal with water? And I believe truly, and the biggest hat I wear is economic development and small business development. And I want to make sure that all companies are prepared for those opportunities. And I want to see Louisiana companies, New Orleans companies prepare for those opportunities. We see companies come from all over the country and the world capitalizing on these economic opportunities. I want to make sure that our local companies and local businesses are prepared for these opportunities. Because, again, what we hear a lot, Carl, is I can't find Louisiana companies that have the capacity. I want to get rid of that commentary and make sure they're ready to do the work.
Chuck, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, Carl. It's a pleasure to be with you.